Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome.
I'm getting on a podcast, so don't make noise.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. Here I am on a Friday, ready to share with you another sweet lady. So I'm excited to share about Martha Fellows today. She's a dear friend. She just lives a couple fields away from me, and we used to get to spend a lot more time together at church, but the way that things, things change, and we don't go to church at the same place and time anymore, and also with everything going on with COVID-19, I just am not seeing people like I usually do. But I want you to know that there are people out there that I'm thinking about constantly, that the things that they have done, the choices they've made, the love that they have spread around our community, it's still impacting me and others. And I just wanted to share a lot of love with Martha today and let her know that her friendship means so much to me. Oh, goodness, you guys, I haven't cried on the podcast for a while, which is surprising. But that's how you know how much I really enjoy Martha. So Martha has a bunch of kids, and she is an amazing mom, and she comes from a big family, and she's got a bunch of siblings, and so she's a busy woman. But amidst all of that, I have loved watching her. I've loved watching her learn to be a mom. I've loved watching her learn all the ups and downs of being a sibling, being part of a family. I've watched her face hard things. I've also watched her do amazing things. Martha has 7 children. She is an amazing super mom. Her youngest is the same age as my daughter, actually just a little bit older, but they're close enough. And then I believe that the next youngest just got engaged, and I'm super, super excited for her. Anyway, so she's got these amazing kids. She's got a wonderful husband, and they are very creative. Like, the whole family is extremely creative, musical, acting, dance, all kinds of wonderful things going on. Now, amidst all of this, she took the time to be a babysitter to some of my friends and also teachers in our community. And so she was kind of like a nanny babysitter during the day for a lot of these little people. And then one of her, the second to youngest daughter, who's just barely got engaged, she ended up being a nanny because of all of us, because she grew up taking care of all these cute little people in our community. So you can see how Martha's love and goodness to share and to just care for people in general, like, it's easily magnified and shared beyond. She also works for the Cheese Factory, our local cheese factory. So she has lots of opportunities that she's worked to help support her family and bring in extra income. And I think it's just because that's just her personality. She loves doing goodness. Okay, let me tell you a few other things about Martha. So Martha and I, obviously, we've been friends for a while, and we like a lot of the same things. So she's inspired paintings, helped me decide subjects and also products. Like, when I create a painting, she'll say, oh, you need to make this into some note cards or a print or whatever. And it's been really fun to have that relationship with her. But something that really special that happened last fall. So Martha knows how much I love sharing spiritual paintings as well. And she knows that I've been studying and learning and trying to cultivate a relationship with my Heavenly Mother. And so she had gone to basically a linger longer. Oh, goodness. It's kind of like an adult fireside. And I can't remember what they call it. But anyways, the Zangers, who are also people that I absolutely love and adore, they have these monthly, basically fireside spiritual talks. And they had Fiona Givens talking one night about Heavenly Mother up at the Zangers house. And cute Martha sent me a text, and she said, it's already started, and I know you'll miss some of it, but you've got to come because she's talking about Heavenly Mother. And it was just the sweetest thing. And so I quickly grabbed my latest Heavenly Mother Asherah tree painting off the wall, and I jumped in the car, and I ran up to the Zingers and I got to catch the majority of the talk, actually, probably a good 80% of it, which was awesome because Fiona is awesome. And it was just wonderful. And I got to sit by my dear friend Martha. And I just thought that was so sweet that she was aware, so aware and willing to. How often do we have a little thought or a whisper within our heart, say, text that person, tell them XYZ, or share this with someone. And we say, oh, that's a good idea. And then we get busy and we forget. And then we say, oh, it's too late. Well, that's not what Martha did. She listened and she went ahead and texted me. And I'm so glad she did, because I learned things that night from Fiona that really kind of brought things together for me and brought new meaning. And I was able to share my painting with Fiona, and that was so fun. It was just a really, really great night. And all it took was a simple text message from Martha. Now, there are so many things, so many instances that I think that we could share a little bits. I would love to have people send in their Martha moments, but that's the kind of person she is. And so I just wanted to share that with you. And I also wanted to encourage you that when you have, just call it a Martha moment. Let's just call it a hashtag Martha moment. When you have those feelings and you feel inspired to do something for someone, especially right now when everything feels so crazy in the world, if you feel inspired to text someone something, even if it's something really simple that might seem silly, send it, because chances are that person really needs to hear that one thing, or they need to know that you care about them. And that's exactly what Martha exemplifies. So Martha, I'm sending so much love to you today. Thank you for being such a sweet lady in my life, in the life of your kiddos, your siblings, your extended family, our neighborhood community, and beyond. You are wonderful. We are so grateful for you, for your kind heart. And I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to share these wonderful ladies with you. So if you would like to nominate a sweet lady, it's totally okay if I don't know them. I would love to share about them on the podcast. And so you can give me some information. I will talk about them here. But yeah, thank you so much for those of you that have sent in your nominations. It's been awesome. And I look forward to sharing a new one with you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I am sending so much love from the Candy Colored Studio. Okay, so I just want to remind you that this month, the month of April, I have a new series of minis that have been released on my website. There's 20 of them. There are birds and flowers and landscapes and sweet treats and barns and all kinds of fun things on there. I haven't told you guys this yet, but my birthday is in April. And so April is always kind of a special month for me. It's also the month that my oldest was born, on April 6th. And then I have lots of friends who have April birthdays. So I'm sending April love to each of you. And I'm excited again to share these little minis with each of you. May you find sweetness from each of these little tiny paintings. So I'll tell you a little bit about them. They are 4 inches in diameter, and they are painted on wood. It's all oil paint, lovely, thick, yummy paint. And each one has like a gold frame. It comes with a mini easel, and it's named after a favorite song or singer. And so I would just encourage you to take a look at them. If there's somebody that you think needs some sweetness in their life, this is the perfect little tiny gift. And of course, shipping is free on my website, so go check it out. But that's what's going on in the studio this month. Every month I'm going to be trying to share something for you. So make sure you're on my sweet list, aka my email list, and you can learn more about what's going on each month in the studio. So check out those mini circles. And again, sending so much love from the Candy Colored Studio. Have a wonderful day.